Summa Up is next-gen body optimization from an actual doctor that's guaranteed to get you in the best shape of your life in 90 days. You'll be at peak levels for each of the fundamentals that drive your strength, energy, and even your longevity. It's a lifelong difference you'll see in the mirror, but also feel throughout your entire day. Summa Up puts more living in life. For full details on this transformative program designed for the demanding lives of today's highest achieving entrepreneurs and CEOs, visit www.startsumo.com.
Working from home is a great option for a lot of people, but like with anything, it comes with challenges. If you're like me, you've probably noticed that sitting for extended periods of time causes tightness in your hip flexor muscles.
Oh yeah.
Couple this with common exercises such as weighted squats and you're really exacerbating the issue. Don't get me wrong, squats are a fantastic movement with well-documented benefits, but to feel healthy for the long term and combat feelings of stiffness, it's really important to counter movements and postures such as these with movements that will oppose that range of motion.
That's so interesting, the opposing idea, right? Because like it kind of reminds me, Stephanie, I don't remember if it's like the FT article I read, that it likened sitting at a desk for hours to smoking a cigarette, right? And it makes you think like, hey, maybe my Apple Watch right now is right when it's like, hey, get up, start moving. What are you doing, right?
Yeah, I've definitely noticed a substantial difference in how I feel when I use my standing desk.
This is really funny because like there's like two schools of thought with like standing desks, like, you know, and tech crowd and like the cool crowd and then just regular, right? So like, what did you notice, right? What was your life before the sitting desk and after? It's just a basic question. But
it's definitely that feeling of kind of you're curling into yourself, right? I mean, I think a lot of people who strength train, especially people who sit for long periods of time, a lot of people these days, especially working from home, are sitting at their desk, right, for several hours a day. And the ability to move out of that range of flexion, kind of folding.
So like this? Like that's what you mean by curling? That's... Oh, wow.
Yeah. And into that extension throughout the day really has helped me combat the feeling of stiffness that I tend to get when I sit for long periods of time.
And just to clarify for, you know, those that watch and may not know, like Stephanie, we're talking about flexion, right? Versus extension with respect to like what you're saying, the hips and so forth, sitting like in a position when flexion, you know, would be example, your back leg when you're walking or doing a lunge. Is that correct? What you're referring to?
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. If you're sitting upright and your spine is this way, then when you're sitting, your inflection, and then if you're doing a lunge and your back leg, for example, in a lunge would be in that extension, which is what we're talking about to kind of counter that sitting. And in my case, using the standing desk, it really helps me to not feel stiff by allowing me to extend into those ranges of motion, especially when I use my treadmill under my desk. I've mentioned this in some of our other podcasts.
Yeah, the treadmill desk, yeah.
I have this folding treadmill that I keep under my standing desk, and I use this just so I can walk during the day while I'm working, which makes a huge difference too in getting into that range of extension rather than flexion. You're really deepening the extension rather than just standing upright. You're more into that range of extension and then countering the strain that would be placed on the hip flexors by sitting or, for example, squatting with heavy weight.
So the net, if I'm like hearing this correctly, just double click on what you're saying, is like you feel just a lot more, like a lot less tense, right?
Yeah.
Pre-standing desk, like post-standing desk, right? It's changed how you move, how you walk, like your mobility, right? And that has like a, you know, knock-on impacts on your working out or your agility or just like day to day, right?
Yeah.
And so for me, personally, like I struggle with like just tension in my shoulders from sitting for extended periods of time. And funny story, like I first came across like standing desks like almost like a decade ago when I was an analyst at a global growth equity fund, and all the fund partners, right, had standing desks. And I came from a world where there wasn't such a thing as standing desk, right? And these guys were like, some of them were, you know, legitimate billionaires, right? So I think at the time was like, hey, if it worked for them, it's good enough for me, right? Maybe I should copy and paste all of their habits, right? And so, you know, today, like how I found my personal standing desk, sounds kind of basic. I have my assistant do like a YouTube search. And so she could like, you know, go out and go through, and she found a few brands. I don't know if you heard them, something like Varidesk, Uplift, Steelcase, right? And I think she selected Steelcase because of the quality and the guarantee and the craftsmanship. So I remember Steelcase because like they have the most comfy chairs. Like if you've been to a really nice office, downtown Manhattan or something, it's probably Steelcase, right? And so, you know, while we're on this topic, when you think about like a standing desk, when you think about kind of working from home, what are you like, for me personally, it's about productivity, right? And really just doing these micro adjustments and hacks to like amplify my productivity. And so kind of like what I've discovered, and these things may or may not have helped me, as I saw my last firm, this fund investment firm that got acquired, right? So there's like a few little like things that I have found along the ways. Like, you know, when you have a sitting desk, I have an anti-fatigue floor mat, like, so you don't get like the foot soreness. Triple monitor, like some people have a double, I have a triple, like just something that's attached to the desk and like the MacBook. And it's just super productive. And Apple, the Magic Keyboard and touchpad, gosh, it's so much faster versus kind of your normal PC board. And chairs, I have like a Steelcase and a Herman Miller, right? And a gaming chair, like I swap them out every other day just to kind of, you know, flex on just the different feels and stuff. So it sounds kind of weird. And then 2 gallon jugs of water, like on the desk itself.
When any pinch.
Exactly. So I just, that kind of minimizes the time to going where I'm, while we're on the topic, like 2 time timers, these really weird things that I use to like time myself. And like, you can actually time it 45 minutes or so forth. And like, lets you actually would visually see the time, like, oh gosh, did I really just, you know, invest that time? And there's some minor stuff like to keep on task. There's a, this is really funny. There's a 49ers Super Bowl ring, long story here that I have. And it's just something to keep me motivated. And my favorite, Emperor from ancient history, Trajan, Optimus Trajan. But those two things, like, I guess, help me keep on task. But the most important thing I think I've found, Stephanie, is phone on airplane mode out of the office, right? I think that's like the biggest, hack for me. Cause I think when you think about like sitting desks and productivity and so forth, like what works for you, right? And I think those are some of the things like getting back on in terms of like the whole stiffness in my shoulders, something I discovered, obviously massages help. But you can't go to a massage, especially in the Bay Area, get booked up all the time. And so I think I came across something called a Theragun, and it is phenomenal. At the end of the day, just rolling it out for like 30 seconds on each side. And I really don't have those like knots in my neck, right?
Yeah.
And that strain. Have you used it before, or what do you think?
No, I haven't used that. I do. I do a lot of yoga, so it kind of helps to counter that, the rounding of my shoulders that I might get from doing something like positioning weight there. But yeah, the common thread here though is periodically, I mean, I think whether consciously or not throughout the day, we're all kind of placing strain and tension on muscles and right in different ways, different habits that really needs to just be countered, right, in order to lengthen them. And I think we really feel the difference in our bodies when we're conscious of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like funny because when you work out a lot and build muscle, you just get tighter, right? Your muscles, technically, my track and field coach in college used to say like your muscles get shorter, so you have to like oppose it by doing, again, lengthening, flexibility, mobility exercises as you had done. And that's really interesting.
I think a lot of people think of flexibility as something that has to be kind of passive, but really I think that in order to be healthy, the thing that I found is actively strengthening the opposing muscles in that range of motion. So those kinds of movements, that kind of thing really helps to improve how you're feeling and reduce that feeling of stiffness.
It's almost like biceps and triceps, right? But it's not quite that. It's tough, right? Because, you know, entrepreneurs, we're extremists. Like, we just want to go all in on one thing, like workout weights all the time, and, you know, cardio, that's it, right? But it's almost like you have to have opposing forces help you.
But being aware of those habits and you know, our bodies is really important just for making those kinds of micro adjustments. I mean, for example, I know me personally, my femurs tend to internally rotate. I've always been really mobile in my shoulders, my ankles, but my hips, I have that difficulty because my femurs tend to internally rotate. I tend to pigeon toe a little bit. So at one point I had to actually make the conscious effort to change the angle.
Wait, I got to stop you on that because you sound like a pro athlete right now. Like, how'd you figure that out?
I had a coach when I was doing CrossFit. She was great. She would call me out when I was standing there next to my barbell waiting to do my next set or something. And she would say, you're pigeon toeing, you're standing like that. You need to make a conscious effort. And, you know, it was, she would comment on it while I was running too, right? I was, you know, I was landing in that direction. So it actually kind of created like an effect on my hips and my knees and my hips. So everything upward was affected by how I was placing my feet when I was running. And I keep that in mind still while I'm standing at my desk. When I'm walking, for example, I think about externally rotating and kind of over-exaggerating when I'm walking. I'll think about my steps and kind of over-exaggerate the different directions of my feet just to make sure that I'm kind of keeping my ankles and then subsequently, you know, my knees and my hips mobile.
Yeah, because it's really funny because it's like almost like that insight from that coach with like a little self-awareness, self-conscious, hey, I'm a pigeon toed, right? But it kind of created like a knock-on effect, like a domino effect that led to kind of addressing kind of the root cause, like the related issues, yeah. Right? And kind of shortcutted your time to discovery. Yeah. And I think I see that pattern a lot, right? How do I find a shortcut? How do I shorten my time to like figuring this out, right?
Yeah. Interesting. And when it comes to anatomy, there are just so many interconnections between your muscles, your tendons, your joints. It's really easy to kind of, you know, neglect those habits or things that we're doing that create domino effects essentially in our bodies.
But I think, you know, what's interesting about like, you know, successful entrepreneurs and like yourself, exactly, like being conscious of it, but like talking through it with an expert who had like a similar experience can like help kickstart the progress. And it's like funny because at our clinic, we always say, hey, success is processional. We're always, you know, searching for success, shortcuts to success. And, you know, when we think about kind of success in general, it's all about the micro adjustments. Today we talked about like standing desks. We talk about a desk with a treadmill, mobility and movement, right? But what we're really trying to unlock are really just these micro adjustments that at the end of the day, multiply your productivity.